Speak softly and carry a big economy. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Reporters wanted drama. How can you trust Putin, they asked President Biden. How can you be optimistic about getting a nuclear arms agreement? And as Biden took their questions just before boarding Air Force One for the trip home, he actually sounded a little like the guy he beat.
Look, to be a good reporter, you got to be negative. You got to have a negative view of life, okay? It seems to me, the way you all, you never ask a positive question. I started working on arms control agreements back all the way during the Cold War. If we could do one in the Cold War, why couldn't we do one now?
He even snapped at a Fox reporter, for which he later apologized. The reporters just did not understand what this summit accomplished. Apparently, Biden got a promise not to shut down our pipelines or turn off our lights, but he left without issuing any ultimatums or threats. And Biden's comeback to the critics was he didn't have to issue ultimatums or threats. So I read through his remarks, and I'll take a stab at summarizing his argument. He doesn't think threats are necessary because Putin is only sabotaging himself. Putin already runs a pretty weak economy. It's smaller than ours, obviously, smaller than China's, smaller than Japan's, but it's also smaller than Germany, smaller than the UK, France, Italy, smaller even than Canada. Russia's number 11. Its economy is smaller than California. It's about the size of Texas. The only reason Putin gets to go to Geneva is that he has nukes. So does Texas. But we already control those. So the president believes Putin can't afford another arms race, which is why he fights us with hackers. Putin is also very afraid of democracy because he wants to restore Russia to its glory days. And he believes the only way to do that is to become a czar. So he imprisons his opponents and does all he can to undermine the very idea of democracy. That's why our January 6th insurrection was such a gift, even arriving on Russia's Christmas Eve. Yesterday, he described it as Americans just asking for their rights. And yet, for some reason, no reporter asked Putin what would have happened if Russians, just asking for their rights, had decided to storm the Kremlin. My guess is they'd find themselves in penal colony number 2 being served tea for breakfast. So Biden is saying we don't have to threaten. Putin will come to realize all on his own that his little Texas-sized economy can't afford a fight with the USA. Speak softly and carry a big economy. We'll see who's right.